And one of the greatest things that you can learn in your life is the understanding that as you go through your life, even the people who love you the most are not going to approve of you half of the time. Somebody says, you're a nerd. Terrible thing. I mean, one of the things you have a choice. You say, oh my God, they know. They've discovered it already. And you act like a neurotic. You have that choice. You have other choices as well. The choice to ignore that. The choice to say that's somebody else's opinion. If somebody says to me, Wayne Dyer, I don't like your books. Well, I expect that when you say something in public, when you talk to a lot of people, when you write something, that there are going to be a lot of people who aren't going to like what you say. One of the highest levels, one of the highest places you can get to in your life is a place called being independent of the good opinion of other people. Not necessarily needing everyone to approve of you all of the time. And we ought to have a lot of people out there who understand that, so that when they go through their lives and they run into disapproval, that instead of becoming depressed about that, that you understand that that's a condition. That's what it means to be a human being. I'm saying don't become immobilized ever by what anybody else thinks of you. And when you do, understand that all you are doing is saying your opinion of me is more important than my own opinion of myself. Every time you're down. Every time you're down. That you are making other people's opinions of you more important. Now, a great misinterpretation there is that somehow this is a selfish philosophy. Believe me, there's nothing selfish in that. One of the simplest learnings that all children seem to understand, the very simple understanding that you can't give away what you don't have. You can't give away what you don't have, obviously. You can't give away $100 if you don't have it. You can't give away love for others if you don't have it for yourself. You can't give away success if you don't have it for yourself. You can't love another human being at all if you don't love yourself first. And think of yourself as a worthy person. So that if you want to be a great altruist, a philanthropist, somebody who loves everybody in the world, then you've got to get your own house in order. And that's all I'm saying. Get your own house in order, your own self in order, so that you can become one of those people that have transcended, who have gone beyond simply worrying about how they're going to cope with their lives.